Okay, Morav Rabotai, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining the shir tonight. We're actually at a historic moment, which is that we are beginning the next Mishnah. It's a Mishnah on Yudalid Amud Aleph. And again, what we've been discussing until now are halachos of the sukkah, in terms of the halachos of the wall of the sukkah, the halachos of the height of the sukkah, the width of the sukkah, and we, for the last while, I've been talking about some of the halachos regarding the schach of the sukkah. And tonight's conversation is going to begin with this Mishnah over here on Yudalit Amid Aleph. The Mishnah says, Misachachim bin Nisarim, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir Oser. Rabbi Yehuda says that you're allowed to use Nisarim are plain boards. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you could use a board as schach, and Rabbi Meir says that no, you can't use boards as schach. Now, obviously, we're going to have a conversation about this because boards are like the paradigmatic classical type of schach, is a board. So I have to figure out what this means, but just like for right now, let's hold it. And in fact, Rashi tells me to hold it right now. Rashi writes, Misachim in the Sarim, Zak Rashi, Begemar Mefash Puktaihu. The Gemara is going to explain the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda, who says you are allowed to use boards as a schach, and Rabbi Meir, who says that you should not use boards as a schach. Then the Mishnah has the next line, Nasan Allah Neser, Shirachav Arba Tvachim Kishera. If I put a board, which is four tefachim wide, can people hear me?
We have a bit of an echo. Can we ask everyone to mute them, to mute their mute their Zoom?
I'm hearing a bit of an echo also. Is the echo still there? Thumbs?
No.
Okay, better.
The echo is still here.
The echo is still there.
Lev, you got to mute your.
I did.
There you go.
Okay, is the echo still here, gentlemen? No echo. Okay, excellent. Let's go on. The Mishnah basically says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to use boards as schach, and Rabbi Meir says you should not use boards as schach. Rabbi Meir Oser. Then the Mishnah continues, if I use a board, which is four tefachim, as schach, it is kosher, ubelvad shelo yishan tachtov, providing you do not sleep underneath that board. Rashi comments, Arba, the Gemara is going to explain, right? Arba is like the Gemara is going to say, according to Rav, etc., according to Shmuel, etc. In other words, according to Rav, it's possible, according to Meir, according to Shmuel, it's possible, according to everybody. We'll talk about that in a few moments. The Ukigon says Rashi. The question that our Gemara is going to deal with, based on this Mishnah, is something called a gezeiras tikra. Basically, if the board is wide, so then it looks like a roof, it looks like a ceiling, and that could be why it is no good. However, if that wide board is right next to the wall of the sukkah, so then we can employ our favorite halacha from our youth called Dofen Akuma. Right? Dofen Akuma, if you remember, means crooked walls, which is that if I have pasul schach, a wall is usually straight, no? I can have a crooked wall. If there's pasul schach over here, my fingers are pasul schach, I could say, oh, you know what? That's not pasul schach. That is just crooked wall. And unless I have four amos of the pasul stach unless you have a full four amos, is like 7 3/4 feet. So it's going to be kosher as a crooked wall. So what this Gemara is saying, or the way Rashi is explaining our Mishnah, what Rashi is telling me is that whatever the psul of a board that we are discussing at the beginning of our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says it's not possible, Rabbi Meir says it is possible, whatever that issue is, but it does not apply when that board is right next to the wall of the sukkah. Because when the board is right next to the wall of the sukkah, so then we will use our principle of dofen akuma, our principle of crooked walls, and that will be enough to say it's kosher. Good, gentlemen, ladies, gentlemen, everyone, Judaism is good. Okay, I got a thumbs up from Kayla. Thank you.
What type of board are you talking about?
We are talking about a plain wooden board. Fancy, plain, ordinary wooden board. Rabbi Yehuda says it's good as rach, and the Tana Rabbi Meir says it is no good. Just one second. Okay, so what we have is our Mishnah about Mesachim ben Nesarim. Now, the Ritva has an interesting point. Read the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says you can use boards as schach, and Rabbi Meir says oser. How would you translate those words, Rabbi Meir oser?
Asur.
Asur, meaning?
Forbidden.
It's forbidden. Don't do it. Right? Meaning, don't do it, l'cha'ora, but if you did it, it's kosher. Right? If I would say the word posel, if I would say that according to a mayor, it's posel, that would mean that according to a mayor, it is invalid if I do it. But the Ritva says that for some reason, the Mishnah does not say that according to Rabbi Meir, it is posel. The Mishnah uses an expression, Rabbi Meir oser. Now, as a matter of halacha, Rabbi Meir is going to say it's really possible. If I have a sukkah that is, if my sukkah is made with boards, if the schach is boards, Rabbi Meir say it's no good. Nonetheless, the expression is used of oser. And that's because the psul is not a fundamental psul, but the psul is because of a precautionary measure, or it's a gezeira d'rabbanan, in the sense of the reason why I do not use boards as schach, according to Rabbi Meir, is because it looks like a ceiling. It looks like a regular house. So the oser means, rabbinically speaking, it's a problem. But it's not a problem in HaTorah. And the type of problem it is that it might lead to something worse. Therefore, because it's not a fundamental problem, the Ritva explains, that's why the expression that's used is oser rather than posel. Later on in the Gemara, just to give some stuff away, we will see that later on in the Gemara, what we are going to see is that at times of sakana, when things are dangerous or the like, so we allow you to use a sukkah with boards, even according to Reb Meir. Even though Reb Meir says that wide boards should not be the schach of the sukkah, that is under ordinary circumstances. But in unusual times, in times of sakana, so Rabbi Meir will say it's okay. Again, and that's consistent with the take on the word oser that the Ritva presents. The Sfas Emes, however, goes a step further. The Sfas Emes writes that Rabbi Meir oser means that even in cases when it's kosher, you're not allowed to do it. Right? We read the end of the Mishnah that if I have the board and it's right next to the wall of the sukkah, so we say that that's called dofen akuma, right? As long as that board is not 4 amos, as long as it's not like 7¾ feet, so it's going to be kosher based on the rule of dofen akuma, the rule of crooked wall. This Vas Emes and the Pnei Yehoshua both say that, you know what? Don't do it. Even though it's going to be kosher as dofen akuma, but Rabbi Meir says, don't make a dofen akuma sukkah. Now that's already an unheard of halacha in Judaism, right? I'm actually, at one point when I used to be into Facebook, I followed a group called Halachos That You Wish Existed But Don't Really Exist, something like that. But this is a halacha that you probably don't want to exist. And in fact, it doesn't exist. It's just like, wowza, right? In other words, the Svas Emes and the Pnei Yeshua are saying that you're not allowed to make a sukkah with dofen akuma. And that's how they read the Rabbi Meir Oser. And this is really unheard of. None of the poskim quote this halacha. No one else says it. It's just an unusual, strange position. Okay, Chevra? Should we go on?
So what did the poskim quote?
The poskim, again, the poskim read our Mishnah that according to Rabbi Meir, the sukkah is pasul, end of conversation. This whole discussion, based on the word oser as opposed to the word pasul, doesn't make it to the poskim at all. The Mishnah uses the term, but the poskim make believe that the Mishnah doesn't use this unusual term. Weiter.
Okay.
Amar Rav. Machlokas b'nisarim shigesh behen arba'a. D'Rabbi Meir islay gezeras tikra. D'Rabbi Yehuda leslay gezeras tikra. Ava b'nisarim she'en behen arba. Divrei hakol kshera. Rav introduces us to something called gezeras tikra, which is what we were dancing around until now. Gezeras tikra means that I should not make a sukkah in a way that the ceiling of the sukkah, the roof of my ceiling, looks like a regular roof. What Rabbi Meir is saying, according to Rav, is that there is a concept, a category called Gezeras Tikra, that I should not make a sukkah with a board, that it, the schach should not be a board that is 4 tefachim wide, because that would appear like it is a regular roof.
So you're saying that then it would be a permanent structure?
It would appear like a permanent structure. Okay. It's not a permanent structure. It's not my house. I just
took... No, I'm saying it was like you.
Whoa, let's go. We'll get there. But okay. This is not a permanent structure. This is, I put a board up as schach, but because my board is wide being 4 tefachim wide, so therefore, Rabbi Meir says it's no good.
Okay.
Rabbi Meir holds of Gezeras Tikra. Rabbi Meir holds that we do not allow you to use schach that looks like a roof. Rabbi Yehuda, again, this is the Gemara according to Rav. Rav's explanation of the dispute between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is that Rabbi Meir holds of Gezeras Tikra, but Rabbi Yehuda less like Gezeras Tikra. Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of Gezeras Tikra. Aval bin Nisarim she'en bahen arba divrei hakol kshera. Let's say I use a board as schach, and my board is not 4 tefachim wide. 4 tefachim, we'll say, is around a foot, no? 4 tefachim is around 12 inches. That's a foot. If the board is not that wide, it's not 4 tefachim wide, so in that situation, it is going to be kosher, according to everybody. Because Gezeras Tikra only applies when it is four tefachim wide, and Rav explains that the machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda relates to whether I hold of Gezeras Tikra. Ushmuel Amar, Shmuel disagrees. Shmuel says, like the fourth line in the Gemara, Shmuel Amar b'she'ein bahen arba'a machlokas, avo yesh bahen arba'a divrei hakol psula. Shmuel says that everybody agrees, even Rabbi Yehuda says, that if the board is four tfachim wide, it's a problem based on Gezeras Tikra. Even Rabbi Yehuda holds of Gezeras Tikra. The machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, according to Shmuel, is when it is not four tfachim wide. Okay, so let's go slowly.
Okay.
Review. Rav says that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda are disagreeing as to whether there is a concept called Gezeras Tikra. That means the Machlokes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is when that sukkah board is four tefachim wide. Shmuel says if it's four tefachim wide, everybody says it's puzzle. Everybody. The case that Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher is when it's not four tefachim wide. So the Gemara says, right? Shmuel Amar, kisha'im ben arba machlokes, aba yesh ben arba divrei kol psula. The Gemara asks, im ben arba, afil pachos mishlosha. Right? If you're going to tell me that according to Rabbi Meir, it is going to be pasul, even though it's not four tefachim wide, would that mean even if it's less than three tefachim, hakanim ba'almaninhu? It's just ordinary boards, ordinary slats, ordinary bamboo shoots, we'll say. That's regular slach. No? According to Shmuel, everybody holds that when it is four tefachim wide, it's a problem. The machlokes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is less than four tefachim wide. The Rabbi Meir says even less than four tefachim wide, it is a problem. So, dude, what are you talking about? How is it a problem less than four tefachim wide? It's kanim ba'alma. It's plain, ordinary sticks. It is the paradigmatic schach. That's regular schach. So how could it be a problem? So, Amar Rav Papa, hachi ko amar. Yesh ben arba'a, direk kol psula. Pachos mishlosha, direk kol ksheira. Maitayma, kanim ba'alma ninhu. If it is four tefachim wide, everybody holds it's no good. If it's less than three tefachim wide, everybody holds it is good, because that's ordinary schach, kanim ba'alma. Ki pligi mishlosha ad arba'a. Marasava kem de lesnehu shiur makom lo gazrinan. One opinion is that, again, the machlokes is between three tefachim and four tefachim. One opinion is that since it does not have a shi'or makom, it doesn't have like the measurement of a significant place. Kevan de lesnu shi'or makom lo gazrinan. We don't make a gazer because it doesn't look like a significant place. Umar sava ken de nachim mitaris lovud gazrinan. The other opinion is that once it's more than three tefachim, it's a problem. Okay, so let's just say this once more for good luck. Rav holds that the machlekes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is whether there is a gezeras tikra. That's a machlekes. Do I assume that schach can possibly be puzzle because it looks like a ceiling? Rabbi Meir says it is, that there is a gezeras tikra. Rabbi Yehuda says there's no gezeras tikra. That's the Gemara according to Rav. Shmuel, however, says that everybody holds of gezeras tikra. Everybody holds if it's more than four wide, it's a problem. Everybody also holds that if it's less than three wide, it's kosher. The machlokes Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda is when it is chashuv, but not yet four wide. Reb Meir says if it's more than three, less than four, it's a problem. And Rabbi Yehuda says more than three, less than four is still kosher. That's the Gemara as understood by Chloikes, Rav, and Shmuel, about Gezeras Tikra, everything is grand. Silver is a good chevra? No. Rashi comments. Why is it that four tefachim is gezeiras tikra? Everybody holds that if it's four tefachim wide, it's a problem. Well, again, according to version two, according to Shmuel, everybody holds if it's four tefachim wide, it's a problem. According to version one, according to Rav, Rabbi Yehuda would say four tefachim wide is still okay. By the way, this leads Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. I know I just stopped in the middle of a sentence, but Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, one second, that would mean, let's say I have a sukkah, which is just one, you know how today we're not supposed to have indoor dining? So all of the restaurants are putting up like little sukkah equivalents. So many of these sukkah equivalents have just a plain roof, no? A plain piece of plywood is the ceiling. Would that be kosher according to Rav Yehuda?
It depends.
Yeah, it depends. According to Rav within Rav Yehuda, would that be kosher?
Yes.
So the pashtus is, according to Rav, it's going to be kosher. Because Reb Yehuda denies Gezeiras Tikra. But says Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that's kind of absurd. Because that would mean that something which is just a plain roof can be kosher. Why? Because I'm saying, oh, it's not a roof. I'm saying it's a sukkah. Like, I call it a sukkah. It's hard to know exactly what the cutoff is. Reb Shlomo Zalman is just like bothered by this kasha. Like, can it be that according to Rav, any flat roof is going to be kosher? Like it's almost absurd. That's like Rav Shlomo Zalman's hara. But let's go on. Gezeiras Tikra. According to Shmuel, everybody holds of it. That means if the board is four tefachim wide, it's a problem. Why is four tefachim the magic cutoff? Rashi writes, Machlekes ben Nisan Sheish ben Arba, Sherov Tikros Habayis Asuros Asuyos Mehen. Rashi says that boards of four tefachim are used to make roofs. Rov tikros habayis asuyos mehen. The majority of ceilings, of roofs of homes, are made of boards that are four tefachim wide. Comes along the Mi'iri. And the Mi'iri says, whoa, that's really interesting. That would mean that let's say you live in a country where the standard roofing material, right? Again, I don't hang out in Home Depot that often, but I'm sure if you go to Home Depot, they probably have a roofing aisle that is the size of the Golos. No? So
my this company that I work for is a roofing company, so.
Okay, but let's just try to move on. The point is that according to Rashi, rive roofs are made of boards that are four tefachim. The Mi'iri says, if you live in a country that roofs are different, more than four, less than four, the halacha would change. That's what the Mi'iri says. And it's not just the Mi'iri. Many of the Rishonim in Provence, the Sefer HaMichtam, many of those Rishonim say this idea as well. The Pashtus is that this is hard to accept. It's hard to accept that Gezeiras Tikra is completely subjective. It completely depends on where you live and the type of roofing material that they use. That's hard to imagine. The Gemara explained, we just read it a few minutes ago, that everybody holds less than three tefachim is kosher. Everybody holds more than four tefachim is a problem. And the reason for that, zot the Gemara, is because less than three, it's garnished. It's just plain slats. More than four is a gezeiras tikra. Between three and four is the machlokes, and the machlokes is whether it's a makam chashuv. The Ran points out that this whole discussion, whether it's a makam chashuv or it's not a makam chashuv, this whole discussion seems to imply that the issue at hand is something objective, whether it's chashuv. It's not a subjective thing based on what do people use as roof material in your country, in your time. The Gemara is using expressions like, is it chashuv or is it not chashuv? Okay. So therefore, I think the majority of Rishonim do not accept this opinion of the Meiri, and they assume that the din of Arba Tvachim, as Gezeiras Tikra, is an absolute requirement, and we don't just go to Home Depot and try to figure out the standard roofing material in your country. Now, what's
don't
the
we
issue
have
of Gezeiras Tikra? Again?
Don't we have this 3 tefachim, 4 tefachim issue in Kilayim and other places? I mean, this is a standard kind of thing, no?
So we have that issue of 3 tefachim and 4 tefachim many places of halacha, right? Like 3 tefachim is the din of lavur, and 4 tefachim is considered makom chashev in Hilchos Shabbos, etc. And the point that the Ran is making is the fact that our Gemara is invoking that generalized term of makom chashuv would indicate that it's not about what people use as a roof in your country in your time. It's more of an objective criteria.
Precisely. I mean the idea of the interpretation, of the interpretation of Rashi seems very strange, considering that this 4 tefach measurement comes up in other halakha context.
Correct. Absolutely. So this whole explanation of Rashi is very strange. And in fact, the Ran doesn't quote the Meiri. I should be more precise. The Meiri is based off of Rashi. The Ran quotes Rashi. And the Ran says that, my dear Rashi, you seem to be against the Gemara. Rather, the Ran interprets the Gemara that Nisarim Sheish Ben Arba is a problem, because we need you to make something look like it is Diras Arai. The requirement of building the sukkah is you have to not use boards of Dalet, because since Dalet is Chashuv, and we want you to make something in a way that is clearly Arai, so therefore don't use something which is Chashuv anywhere else. That's the way the Ran understands this Gemara. Now this, of course, is interesting. I was not planning on going this far, but this is all Ilan's fault. So you could blame the president of the Bridgel for this conversation now. But the basic story is that one of the opinions in our Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that you are allowed to use Nisarim, Ezrach, but Shmuel says that even Rabbi Yehuda would not allow you to use boards of 4 tefachim. Because boards of 4 tefachim is subject to the rules of Gezeiras Tikra, which the Ran just explained meant that you have to make sure you build your sukkah in a way that it's Arai. But, correct the Ran, hold it! Arai, Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda is the Jew who told me that a sukkah is diras keva, not diras arai. No? Rabbi Yehuda on Daf Beis Amud Aleph said that a sukkah can be over 20 amos tall, because Rabbi Yehuda holds a sukkah is diras keva. And the Gemara Daf Zion had a whole bunch of opinions who say sukkah is diras keva, etc., etc., etc. So how could it be that Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Gezeiras Tikra when Gezeiras Tikra means make the sukkah arai, but Rabbi Yehuda himself says that a sukkah should be keva? So this is a really strong kasha. And from here on, I am speaking as Schwartz. Okay, I could try to blame the Ran for what I'm saying, but I think the Ran, if he would be here now on this year, would absolutely deny. I don't know if he would deny. I hope he wouldn't deny it, but I'm not sure the Ran would agree to what I'm saying. It seems to me as follows. When Rabbi Yehuda says a sukkah is diras keva, what that really means is the walls of the sukkah can be permanent. Permanent in the sense of significant, strong, That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. But the schach of the sukkah, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees, cannot be mamish keva. And I have a responsibility called gezeiras tikra. My responsibility of gezeiras tikra is make a sukkah in a way that the roof does not appear like it is keva, because everybody holds the roof is not supposed to be keva. The walls maybe could be keva, but the roof, no siree. That is my understanding of the Ran. That again, this is the way I understand the Ran. I'm not 1,000,000% sure I'm correct, but I still like the idea nonetheless. Okay, gentlemen and ladies, let's go weiter. I'm not sure why usually the expression is ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes I try to mix it up, or sometimes I just like slip, whatever it is. So we just read the Gemara. Rav says that the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir is whether I hold a gezeiras tikra at all. Shmuel says everybody holds a gezeiras tikra, and if it's more than four, it for sure is a problem. Less than three is for sure okay. Machlokes Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda is between 3 and 4. Next Rashi, Rabbi Meir. Right? Again, it's the second Rashi in the Gemara. Rabbi Meir, the puzzle, isle gezeiras tikra. Imach sharta buhu. If you say it's kosher, asu lameimar, mamili lasachich ba'elu, mali leishev tachas koros besi. If they would say it's kosher, a person would say, what's the difference if I use these boards as schach or if I sit at home? My home is also, right? I have a roof of boards. In other words, the concern over here is that people use a regular home as a regular house as a sukkah, and that would be a puzzle min hatorah zakrashi because of beso shoko yimos hashana. That's the way Rashi learns the Gemara. It'll be a dindai raisa of beso shoko yimos hashana. The Ritva has a slightly different take. The Ritva says that if they would say it's kosher when you have boards of four tefachim, that could potentially be a problem of ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui. That maybe, again, everyone agrees that a home is not a sukkah, right? When is that going to be next week's parasha? That Yaakov, right, builds a bayis or miknehu asa sukkos? No? I think that's in Vayishlach. There's a difference between a bayis and a sukkah. Everyone agrees to that. The Ritva is saying that the concern over here is one of ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui, meaning if I will okay a sukkah that has wide boards, so people might take their home and use it as a sukkah, and it will be problematic because of ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui, because it was not built as a sukkah. It was ready-made, and that's a problem. Again, it's very similar to Rashi. You're just adding a knach. Okay. Now, let's go weiter.
So that means that, does that mean that, you know how some people would open up their roof and just put schach on it?
So again, if I open my roof, I put schach on it, that's fine, because I'm putting the schach down as schach. The question though, the question is, can I just have a roof and have that count as schach? So Rashi tells me that's a so min ha-Torah, because that's a bias, and the sukkah is different than a bias. Now let's just make one more point over here, because I think we're fetching too long on this issue, and I want to read some more Gemara.
Okay.
If it is four tefachim wide, that's gezeiras tikra. Less than three is okay. Gezeiras tikra, according to Rashi, means that the standard roofing material was four tefachim wide. Between three and four, why is that a problem according to a mayor, not according to a Yehuda? Zakt Rashi, b'she'ein bohen dalad machlekes. Rashi writes, b'ha'hu machshe Reb Yehuda. If it's not four tefachim wide, Reb Yehuda says kashim, mishum de'ein rov tikros asuyos mehen. lo gazuna behu. Rabbi Yehuda says it's okay because most roofs are not made with material that's three tefachim wide. Rabbi Meir chayish lemiyot, sheyesh miyot ha'osin tikra mehen. Rabbi Meir is chayshinan lemiyuta. This is a shas sugya. Ordinarily speaking, Judaism tells me that I follow Rov. I follow Rov, right? Achrei Rabbi Lahatos, end of the conversation. Rabbi Meir says, yeah, you follow Rov, but you also have to be nervous about the miyot. And there's a din derabbanan that Meir says that you should not do anything that will potentially lead you into a situation that could be problematic, even if it's only problematic according to a minority of cases. So here also, the majority of people, when they make their roof, it's four tefachim wide. A minority of people make a roof that's three tefachim wide. Zachre Meir, I am chayish lemiyuta. I am worried about that minority opinion. And therefore, don't make a sukkah that is four, that is three tefachim wide, between three and four. According to Rabbi Meir, that's a problem, because Rabbi Meir is chayshinan lemiyuta. This comes up in many places of Shas. For example, at the beginning of Yevamis, there's a halacha of Yibum. There's a halacha of Yibum. Right? That means if Reuven dies without children, so his brother Shimon is supposed to marry Reuven's wife. Let's say Reuven's wife was not yet bas mitzvah. So me'ikar din is Yibum. What's the problem? Rebbe Meir says, I'm choshesh lemiyot. There's a halacha of an islandess. An islandess is a woman who never develops, who never matures. That's an islandess. Rebbe Meir says, Akotanu ketana, lo chotzim lo miyabmin, ketana shemati matzei islandess. He's choshesh lemiyot. The majority of people on this planet, the majority of women mature, no? I think that's pretty obvious. There is a minority who don't. Rebbe Meir is choshesh lemiyot. Throughout Shas, Rebbe Meir is nervous about that minority eventuality. Here also, Rebbe Meir is nervous, is choshesh lemiyot, that some people build a roof of three tefachim, etc. Now again, this entire point in the Gemara, like we noted before, is only according to Rashi, that the issue in the Gemara relates to the way most people make roofs or not. According to the comment of the Ran that we said, that the issue at hand is that you have to build a sukkah in a way that it is noticeable that it's arai rather than keva. So if that's the case, so the Machlokes Reb Meir and Rebbe Yehuda is simply something between three and four tefachim. Do people notice that that appears different than a regular home? But that's the issue. It's not about how rave people build a home. It's about whether you sufficiently did something to demonstrate that this is Dives Arai. It has nothing to do with Rov and Miyot, according to all the Rishonim besides Rashi. Okay, so that's just Chazer, what we have. According to Rav, the Machlokas Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda in the Mishnah is whether there is a thing called Gezeras Tikra. But according to Shmuel, everybody holds of Gezeras Tikra. Everybody holds if it is four tefachim wide, it's a problem. The Machlokas Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda is between three tefachim wide and four tefachim wide, etc. Tznan. The Gemara says, let's learn our Mishnah. One, two, three, four, five, six lines on the bottom. Tznan is like two words before the end of the line. Tznan. Nasan alaha neser shehu rachav arba tfachim ksheva, ubavad shal yishin tachtov. If I put a board there, which is four tfachim wide, so we saw in the Mishnah, it's kasher, but you just can't sleep under that board. Bishlam l'shmuel da'ama b'shein ben arba machlaikes, ava yesh ben arba divayakol psula, mishum hachi lo yishin tachtov. According to Shmuel, everybody says that if it's four tefachim wide, it's a problem. So I understand why the Mishnah would tell me that if you have a board that's four tefachim wide, don't sleep under it, even if it is near the wall, like we explained, and you could apply the rule of Dofen Akuma, theoretically, but don't sleep underneath it because it's too close. It could be four wide, which would be a problem ordinarily. Right now it's kosher because it's near the wall, but since Shmuel says everyone agrees of Gezeras Tikra, so therefore don't sleep underneath that board that is near the wall. That I understand. But Ella L'Rav, three lines from the bottom. But according to Rav, Da'ama B'shiyesh ben Arba Machlokes, Ava Ein ben Arba, Devar Kol K'sheira, L'Rav Yehuda Amaylo Yishin Tachtov. Frek the Gemara, according to Rav, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda says that if it is four tefachim wide, it's perfectly fine. So how come our Mishnah says don't sleep underneath this board? Why not? It is perfect. It's gevaldic. It's amazing. How come the Tana Rabbi Yehuda would say not to sleep under it? So the Gemara says, Mi savrit divrei akohi, seif asam rebe meyer. The Gemara says that according to Rav, that Rabbi Yehuda says four tefachim wide is absolutely kosher. So the end of the Mishnah that says don't sleep under a board that is four tefachim wide, that line is only true according to Rabbi Meir. That line is not true according to Rabbi Yehuda. So effectively, what the Gemara just did is the Gemara says, let's go back to our Mishnah. The last line in the Mishnah that says don't sleep under a board that is four tefachim wide. So Shmuel would say that everybody holds don't sleep under a board that's more than four tefachim wide because it could be a problem. More than four tefachim, everybody holds it's a problem of Gezeiras Tikra. Therefore, don't sleep underneath it. But according to Rav, that Rabbi Yehuda would say it's just fine if it's four tefachim wide. So that line in the Mishnah of not sleeping underneath it, that line is only true according to Rabbi Meir. It cannot be true according to Rabbi Yehuda. Good, Chevra? Excellent. Weiter. Tashma. Sigma tries to bring a raya. Shnei sadinim mitzdarfin. Let's just change the page. Shnei sadinim mitzdarfin. Shnei nesarin ein mitzdarfin. Reb Meir Omer af Nisarim kisadinim. Okay. We had already in the previous Mishnah Daf Yud that a sheet can be a problem if it is there as schach, if it's there to provide shade. The sheet can be a problem because it is a dover that is mekabel tuma. And therefore you should not use a sheet as schach. There is a halacha of tziruf. Tziruf means that if I have two puzzle things, each one lacks the requisite shiur. Each one of these two puzzle things is not big enough on its own, but tziruf tells me they come together. So if I have two sadinim, if I have two sheets, and each sheet is not big enough to be a problem in the sukkah, the two will combine together. There, it's mitzdarfin. It will create a psul in the sukkah. But shnei nesarim, but two boards don't create a problem. And Meir says two boards also do create a problem. Zok the Gemara. Bishlam el Shmuel do Amar b'she'ein b'hen arba machlokes. Ava yesh ben arba divrei kol psula. My mitzdarfin, mitzdarfin la'arba. According to Shmuel, I understand the concept of tziruf. Because Shmuel says that everybody holds that if you have a board more than four tefachim wide, it is pasul, eskach. Everybody agrees to that. So I could say that there's a concept of tziruf over here. Because everyone holds, if I have, let's say, a board of 2 tefachim wide and another board of 4 tefachim wide, there can be a conversation whether the two of them combine together and become 4 tefachim. So I understand, according to Shmuel, how you could have this conversation. Ela l'rav d'omar b'sheish ben arba machlekes. Ava im ban arba divar kol k'sheira hechadami. But according to Rav, who says that the machlekes remain Rabbi Yehuda's when it's 4 wide. But if it's not 4 wide, everybody holds it's kosher. So what's the case? Hechadami, either it's bu arba lamalahul it's terufi. If it's already 4 wide, you don't need tziruf. If it's 4 wide, so then it's pasul. Again, the Gemara is assuming Rabbi Meir, because as a matter of halacha, we seem to follow Rabbi Meir here. If it's already 4 wide, you don't need tziruf to make it pasul. That one board itself is pasul. Either less behu arba. If it doesn't have 4 tefachim, if it's not 4 tefachim wide, amai. Why would it possibly be a problem? Vakonim ba'almaninhu. It's just plain, ordinary boards. What the Gemara basically is saying is azoy. The Tana, or let's say it like this. Shmuel holds that everybody agrees that there's something called Gezeiras Tikra. According to Shmuel, everybody agrees that if it's 4 tefachim wide, it's a problem. So if everybody agrees with that measurement, so I can have a conversation about whether there's tziruf, because there's a real psul. But according to Rav, that there's a machloikas whether there is gezeiras tikra. So how do you get to tziruf over here? How do you get to combining anything? If it's already 4 tefachim wide, it's a problem for a mayor. If it's not 4 tefachim wide, it's kosher. How do you have tziruf? Mamanashach. Measure it. If it's 4 tefachim wide, it's a problem, according to a mayor. Not a problem according to Rabbi Yehuda. Less than 4 tefachim wide, it's kosher according to everybody. The term tziruf makes no sense. Ilan, you seem perplexed. Maybe not. Okay. But the Gemara basically is saying, how can you have a problem according to Rav, how can you have this conversation of tziruf? So the Gemara answers, la'olam, I'll just move it up to the top. You can see the top of the page. La'olam de'isbu arba. U'may mitzdarfin? Mitzdarfin la'arba amos min hatzad. The Gemara says the conversation over here of tziruf is the conversation of Dofen Akuma. Does it combine min hatzad or does it not combine min hatzad? The term tziruf is a meaningful term in the sense of, if I have a few different boards, can they come together and create a dofen akuma? So the Tana, Rabbi Yehuda, at the top of the page, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shnei Nesarim Ein Mitzdarfen. That's an interesting idea, no? According to Rabbi Yehuda, Shnei Nesarim Ein Mitzdarfen means that you cannot create Dofen Akuma with more than one board. Dofen Akuma means you have to have just a wall as a straight wall, and you need a straight piece of wood as that curved wall. But if I have multiple little pieces that come together, that can't be Dofen Akuma. You can't put together pieces to make Dofen Akuma. Apparently, you can't put them together because that's not the way you normally make a wall. People don't make walls with... Right? A wall is usually, I'm looking at the walls in my room now. They're solid. Walls are solid. You don't usually make walls with like little pieces that are stuck together. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Shnei Nesarim Ein Mitzdarfin. Rabbi Meir says, it is Mitzdarfin. And the Gemara is commenting now, that the term tziruf in this context means tziruf to arba amos, whether I apply the rule of dofin akuma. Right? So Gemara says, my mitzdarfin, mitzdarfin la arba amos, min hatzad. Actually, I think I just lost my place. One second, because there are two lashanes in the Gemara. Right, the guy says, "Hey, chidami, if there's arba, why do you need tzir? If there's no arba, right? Amai, it's just konim. La olam this were arba. My mitzafer la arba amos min hatzad. Kama lishna achrina. The second lashon, it's the same as the first. It's just like slightly different in terms of who says what. Bishlam lishmuel da amem b'she'in behen arba machlekes. According to Shmuel, that the machlokas between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda is when it's not for tfachim. So I understand the concept tziruf. Aviyeshvan arba derakob sula my mitzafer mitzafer la arba. I understand tziruf is talking about it becomes for tfachim, and that's going to be a problem. My mitzafer mitzafer la arba amos min hatzad el rab bishon Reb Meir my mitzafer mitzafer la arba amos min hatzad Reb Yehuda d'am aviyeshvan arba ksheira my mitzafer konim ba'alma ninu. But according to second Lashon, the question is, according to Reb Yehuda, why would it be that it's not mitzdarif? Why not? It's just plain kanim. And for the idea to come, Reb Meir, mitzdarfin, I'm Reb Yehuda, a mitzdarfin. Okay, the basic issue of the Gemara says is that we have this concept of tziruf. The concept of tziruf seems to only fit in according to the opinions that four tfachim is going to be a problem that holds of Gezeiras Tikra. If you deny Gezeiras Tikra, so you can only explain this principle of tziruf in the sense of that we're trying to be mitzdarif to Dalet Amos and to the regular halacha of Dofin Akuma that we learned way back when in our youth. Ugh. Tanya Kavose the Rav, Tanya Kavose the Shmuel. Right? We just moved the page up so that you could see. There's a Braisa like Rav, there's a Braisa like Shmuel. Tanya Kavose the Rav, the Braisa like Rav. Again, according to Rav, the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda relates to whether or not I hold of Gezeiras Tikra. So there's a Braisa like Rav, that the machlokes is about Gezeiras Tikra. Schachacha, Schachacha bin Nesam Shal Erez. Let's say you use boards of cedar as chach, she'en behen arba, that are not four tfachim. Why? Divrei HaKol k'sheira. Yesh ben arba, Reb Meir says it's pasul, Reb Yehuda says it's kosher. If you have arba tfachim, so Reb Meir says no good, Reb Yehuda says it is good. So that's exactly what Rav said. The machlokes Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda is when it's four tfachim wide, do you make a gezeira of Tikra. But Amar Rabbi Yehuda, the time Rabbi Yehuda says, I have a proof. Here's my proof. Ready? Ma'isa b'shasa sakona, she'hibiyu nisarim, she'hayu behen arba, v'sichachu agabe mirpeset, v'yashamnu tachtehen. The time Rabbi Yehuda says, I remember. So do people remember the back page of the Jewish press? I remember when? Like people of a certain age, right? Yosef, you got it, right? Peter, there's people like, what was his name? Fine or something? What? Arnold Fine. What? So, says Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana, I remember when. It was Shasa Sakona. Rashi over here comments Shasa Sakona meant that the Goyim said we can't do any mitzvahs. It was Shasa Sakona. And they bring a board which is four tfachim wide, and we put that on top of our mirpeset, we put it on top of our porch, and we sat there, and that was our sukkah. So therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, that's my proof that it's kosher. Because that's what we did. What better proof could there be? That's what we did. So Amrulo, so the Chachomim responds to Rabbi Yehuda, Misham Raya, you're bringing proof from there, Ein Shasa Sakona, Raya. Dangerous times are not a proof to anything. Says the Ritva over here, during Shasa Sakona, something that is pasul because of a gezeira is going to be kosher. When it's a dangerous time, something which is not fundamentally pasul. It's only pasul because it might be something else. It might lead to something else, right? It's going to lead to mixed dancing, right? So if it is shas ha-sakana, so we allow things which are a problem, mishum gezeira. The Ritva says, this is true, le'inyin, the dinim of dalad minim. When it comes in, right, let's say lulav esreg, it's a shas ha-sakana, you don't have the right materials. Shas ha-sakana, we allow you to use stuff which are ordinarily puzzle. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Bishas ha-sakana. That's what Shaminon mina, the kosha pesulom midivreha mishum gezera. I'm just reading the Ritva. Anything that's pasul out gezera can be used b'shas hasakana. D'lo efshe b'ksheres, and you can't use a kosher thing. U'mevarchan ayishivasa. You even make a bracha. Because if you wouldn't make a bracha, what's the proof from Reb Yehuda? In other words, Reb Yehuda is saying, I remember when that we sat on the mirpeset and we had a board which is for tfachim, and it was grand. Well, one second, dude, if you didn't make a bracha, then it can't be so grand. Obviously, they made a bracha. So therefore, you see that b'shas ha-sakana, something that is pasul mishum gezera, you're allowed to use and make a bracha. Elavada kedamaran. And the Gemara says that the same is true by psulei dalad minim, shebelulav. If it's a psul midivrehem, it's nidchen bizman mitzvos lulav shel Torah b'shas ha-sakana d'lo efshar elo b'hachi. Right? In order to fulfill the Torah command of lulav, we will relax dinim d'rabbanan. Now that's already more limited than what we have over here. Because the Torah command of sukkah applies the entire yontif. So therefore I could relax the din d'rabbanan for the whole yontif to send the sukkah. That's geshmak. But the Torah command of lulav is only the first day. Meaning this din, that we allow you to use things which are pasul midrabbanan in order to fulfill a Torah command, yes, it applies to lulav and it applies to sukkah, but the application to lulav is going to be far more narrow than the application to sukkah. So again, obviously, we'll have to pick up here, God willing, next week. But the basic point that we're trying to get at is that there is a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel as to whether everybody agrees that there is this thing called Gezeras Nesarim. Rav says that the machlokas Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, is whether there is Gezeras Nesarim. Did they ever say that it's going to be pasul? Reb Yehuda says, I have proof. Once upon a time, we sat in the sukkah that was four tefachim wide. And the Ritva comments, obviously you made a bracha. So that's Reb Yehuda's proof. And Chachamim say, no, no, no. Dude, Reb Yehuda, that was shas ha-sakana. And shas ha-sakana is not a raya to anything. So again, these are some of the conversations that we've been having. And Im Yirtzeh Hashem will continue next week. People should keep the faith.
Rabbi?
We should be safe, yes.
Is this how the RCA got their kulas for COVID?
Much longer conversation. The answer is probably not, but you could email me about this and we could. It's a much longer conversation. But Shas HaSakana certainly has different rules, that's clear in our Gemara. Okay, Chav, have a good night.